This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A rare opportunity for peace in Libya should be seized by all those involved in the conflict, Secretary General Antonio Guterres told a high-level virtual meeting convened on Monday to stem the fighting. Noting that the conflict has been going on for far too long, he said that the country's future is at stake and called on all Libyans to continue to work towards a lasting ceasefire. The summit comes amidst ongoing and long-standing concern over unresolved conflict within Libya and interference from outside states. The oil-rich country remains split between the UN-recognized Government of National Accord, or GNA, and the self-proclaimed Libyan National Army, LNA, which launched an attack on the capital of Tripoli in April 2019. The chief of the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said on Monday that maintaining humanitarian aid levels during the COVID-19 pandemic was a comparatively inexpensive way to save lives and protect people on the move. They, along with host communities, are facing what he called a pandemic of poverty. Filippo Grandi told UNHCR's annual executive committee that keeping aid flowing would mitigate the instability from growing pockets of marginalization, which would be more costly to address later. Despite the UN chief's call for a global ceasefire earlier in the pandemic, conflict, violence, discrimination, human rights violations, and political crises continue. And currently, there are nearly 80 million forcibly displaced people in the world, a figure double that of 10 years ago, according to Mr. Grandi. Stopping the virus and offering protection is not and must not be a zero-sum equation, he said. Both are possible and lives can be saved. Turning to Yemen, three top UN officials there have welcomed the return of patients who had been receiving medical care in Jordan. Millions of Yemenis struggle daily to access treatment, and the country remains the worst humanitarian crisis on the planet. Because of the war, blockades, and breakdown of the health system, their only hope was to leave the country, explained Lise Grandi, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen. In collaboration with local health authorities, the World Health Organization and the Office of the Special Envoy facilitated the flights back with the Medical Air Bridge. UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths underscored the need to open Sana'a Airport as a sustainable way for Yemenis to receive life-saving treatment abroad, as nearly 80% of the population, that is over 24 million people, require some form of humanitarian assistance and protection. Liz Scafidi, UN News.